Please rise for the processional hymn, number 520, Dearest Jesus, at your word. Be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The hymn of praise is number 592, Just As I Am. Be with you.
And also with you.
Please join me in the prayer of the day. O God,
we resist
those who are proud and give grace to those who are humble. Give us the humility of your Son that we may embody the generosity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. The first reading today comes from Proverbs. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, come up here, than to put lower in the presence of a noble, what your eyes have seen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 112. If you would please read the bold print. Praise the Lord.
Happy are those who
their descendants will be mighty in the land.
The generation of the righteous.
Wealth and riches are in their houses.
And their righteousness endures forever.
They rise in the darkness as a light for the upright.
They are gracious, merciful, and righteous.
It is well with those who deal generously and lend. For the righteous will never be moved.
They will be remembered forever.
They are not afraid of evil tidings.
Their hearts are firm, secure in the Lord.
Their hearts are steady. They will not be afraid.
In the end, they will look with triumph on their foes.
They have distributed freely. They have given to the poor. The wicked see it and are angry.
They gnash their teeth and don't know it. The desire of the wicked comes to none.
The second reading today comes from Hebrews. Let mutual affection continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, For by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured as though yourselves are being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the sexuality, immoral, and adulterous. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. For we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate the faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what we have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The word of the Lord.
I was going to stay over there. My sister gave me the eye, that something about stand in a place for the great, so maybe since that was part of the reading today. The gospel for today, the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit in a place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come to you and say, give this person your place, and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go sit down in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher, and then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteousness. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Morning, everyone. One of the most impactful things that have changed in our society is the family dinner table. Interesting that it has changed at least three times in my lifetime, before COVID, during COVID, and after. The family dinner time had all but disappeared prior to COVID, but has now started to return. There still is only 29% of us who sit for family dinner every day. Teachers will tell you that kids who have a set dinner time with a family have fewer emotional behavior problems and have a greater sense of emotional well-being. Jesus teaches us about eating at the dinner table or the banquet table with no fewer than 8 different stories throughout the Gospels. This story begins in the house of the chief Pharisees on the Sabbath. Jesus starts out by healing a man with dropsy, and then when he's met with questions about breaking the Sabbath, what does he do? He tells him the story about the ox in the pit. We like that story, don't we? We use it when we need an excuse not to come to church. My ox is in the mire today. It might be the beach mire or the golf mire or the NFL mire. I can put my ox in many different places and mires. When the Pharisees couldn't answer the question, he told another story, which is today's gospel. The second parable is what we're concerned with today. Let me ask you, where do you sit at the dinner table? Growing up on a farm, our dinner table was full every meal. I think back on the meals that my mom prepared for all of us 3 times a day, plus laundry, housework, yard work, garden, not to mention 4-H, buy groceries every week, plus get everybody all clean and shiny on Saturday evening to go to church the next day. Talk about a mire. Most all women of that era did exactly the same. This must have been exhausting. Over 1,000 meals a year. 1,095 to be exact. My mom quit cooking in her last 8 to 10 years. She said she did it to give Dad something to do. I think I understand her now. Back then, my dad sat at the head of the table. I was on his left, always on his left, within arm's reach to cut my food or redirect my attention if needed. I'm not sure of the rest of the configuration because it changed as we grew and added extra. There were my two sisters, of course, and a hired man who sat opposite of my dad on the far end. Mom was on the opposite side of me, but in the middle. My brother Jim, adopted brothers, Larry, Mike, and John, would be there for many years. So 8 to 10 regular mouths to feed 3 times a day. My dad would lead us in the table prayer, and we children would add a God is great prayer after. Dinner and lunch wasn't without humor. In the summer, we would have watermelon or cantaloupe for dessert. Every so often, Bob, the hired man, would take the rind and wipe it on the neck and face and arm of whoever was sitting to his right or left. In 1 or 2 seconds, a relatively peaceful lunch would erupt in a screaming food fight. Watermelon rind, seeds, and juice would be everywhere. This also explains why my mom would lock us outside when she mopped the floor after. One time, when Dad was gone, Jim was sitting at the head of the table. My mom said, "Jim, would you say the prayer?" And we bowed our heads, and he said, "The prayer." We all burst out laughing. Mom, not so much. So she said again, "Jim, would you please say the blessing?" Again, he answers, "The blessing." After a repeat performance, the third time with grace, we were all laughing, including Mom. I don't recall if we ever said a prayer that day, but it was kind of funny. Another time, my dad must have had a lot on his mind because he stumbled 2 or 3 times trying to say, "Come, Lord Jesus." He finally just said, "Oh, hell, you know what I mean. Just eat. Amen." Today's parable has many meanings. First, we're to come to this table, and our own dinner table with love and humility, not self-exaltation. Second, we're to be filled with selfless generosity, inviting all, giving blessings to the undeserving. Third, God's grace is for everyone, so we need to build a bigger table. So how does this play out in our lives? What does it look like for us here today, or the school cafeteria tomorrow, or social gatherings, even where we sit in church? Like most of Jesus' stories, he doesn't stop with the table arrangement this time. He goes on and questions who we invite. Do we only invite those who can return the favor and invite you back? And or do we only invite those who are in good favor with us? My parents used to talk about my grandmother, Titi. She would have Sunday dinner with a house full most every Sunday. She would come to church and see someone else and ask them to come share a meal. 4 extra people were never a problem. 20-30 total was the norm. Granted, we children got sent to the basement, but every adult had a chair and a place. I think God's table must look a lot like that. Just invite everyone. And if we see another, invite them too. There's always room for more. Our family dinners look a little different today. We now let kids eat with the adults. They get to come to the communion table too. So change can be good. But what if all of us were to start inviting everyone? And I mean everyone. Every week we invite friends. We invite our family. We invite the stranger. We may start to fill our dinner table here and at home. It changes the kind of meal we'll have. We might have green Jell-O, mac and cheese, tamales, potato chips, cookies, bologna sandwiches with Powerade, but suddenly the diversity that has so many people afraid in this country is no longer an issue. Because when you share a table and a meal with a stranger, you're no longer a stranger. The table should reflect the kingdom of God. Our social currency, as well as our actual currency, means nothing. Our beliefs of who should be at the table and where to sit no longer matter. The real message today is learning to see yourself as God sees you. The worldly standing do not matter to God, right or left, red or blue, purple. It isn't a measure of who you are as a Christian. This table is for the last, the lost, the lonely. If you feel you don't belong, you're in the right place. If you think you've fallen short, here you are enough. Made too many mistakes to sit here, said or heard hurtful words, none of it matters. It's all gone. The slate is wiped clean by the blood of Christ and his unconditional love. All of us are broken, and all of us are welcome at this table. It's a sample of God's larger kingdom. So what are we going to do with this grace we've been given? Well, maybe we stop waiting for the synod to send us a savior. We already have one. His name's Jesus. Maybe we look to ourselves and count our blessings that we already have. And maybe we should start to look to our family and friends and strangers who don't understand that God loves them and what a church family means to have available. We have been tasked by the gospel to invite others to this table and this place of worship. It's our responsibility, not the next preacher, if we were ever to get one. It's not easy when we invite those who have hurt us, or we invite those who have betrayed us, or invite someone who has a different point of view. We too are growing. I think about a time when this church used to look like. You remember when all our family and friends were here, when it was easier to come to church and or miss church because there were a lot more people to hide among. If it is our task to bring back the family of God to this table and our dinner table at home, let us begin now. There are many who desperately need to know or be reminded that they are worthy enough and loved enough to come. So we need to tell them 1,095 times if necessary. For here we are reminded of the unconditional love of Christ. So Jim, would you say the blessing, or, oh heck, God, you know what I mean. Let's eat. Amen.
The hymn of the day is number 522, as we gather at your table. please rise for the confession of faith? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the church, the creation, the whole people of God, for God is near. For the leaders of the church, we pray, inspire deacons, pastors, Sunday school teachers, and Christian education directors with a passion for speaking the word of God. Equip all the baptized to share your word of grace. Hear us, O God. For the well-being of creation, we pray, sustain farm workers and all who labor in the fields and vineyards to grow the food we eat. Revive plains and pastures and provide for the cattle and creatures who rely on the land for their subsistence. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For the leaders of towns, cities, provinces, states, and nations, we pray. Guide them to enact equitable laws and policies for all. On this Labor Day weekend, let us be mindful of the workers whose labor often goes unnoticed. Hear us, O God. For the lowly and for those who are ignored, we pray. Provide for the needs of the vulnerable communities, those who are unemployed, burdened by debt, or struggle to make ends meet. Accompany all who need reassurance of your loving presence, especially those we lift up to you now in our heart. Hear us, O God. For the hospitality ministries of this congregation, we pray. Give ushers and greeters a spirit of welcome for visitors and bless the work of those who feed and nourish us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For all the saints who from their labors rest, we give thanks. With them we offer our sacrifice of praise to you, O God, the same yesterday and today and forever. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy.
Confident in God's presence and promise, we entrust our prayers to the one who always receives them, through Jesus Christ, our wisdom and companion. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please join me for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
I'm gonna squeeze you out, buddy.
Sometimes I wonder, Patty, what would happen if you invited all the adults up and asked us the same questions.
No, I would love to sometimes because I notice Maxine always leans out to see what I'm doing. She didn't want to come up this evening.
They get put on the spot a lot. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Julie Colton. Raise your hand. Harley Gallegos. Happy birthday this week to Dan New, Connolly Beebe, Quincy Porth, Debbie Teedy, Ellen Kress. Happy anniversary this week to Steve and Judy Theobald. There is one other announcement. Arnie says that in the foyer there's a table and nobody can leave church unless they take a cucumber from that table. If there are any other announcements in the worship bulletin or corrections found, I would entertain them now. And if not, Finn, will you get your buddy and come up and we'll do the offering. Join me in the offering prayer. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possession. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now, the benediction and the threefold. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Our closing hymn is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, number 742. Thank you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.